The declining numbers of little penguins on Granite Island have been of some concern to community members in recent years. And while we know a few culprits, including foxes and tourists, new research suggests the millennium drought has played a role. Flinders University expert Dr. Deanne Colombelli-Negrell joins me to discuss. Hi, Deanne.
Hi.
So what's this connection between that decade-long drought earlier this century and our little penguin numbers today?
So what we found is that the drought actually reduced the flow of the Merrimouth to the river, and then to the ocean, and that had an impact on the primary productivity and for the larvae, the fishes, and that would impact the little penguin as well, because obviously they would eat on the fishes that would come out of that productivity.
Ah, right. So it actually affected their direct food source.
Yes, exactly.
And then it's continued to have a knock-on effect since 2009?
Well, what we see is that because there's been a drastic decline in the penguin numbers, is that even though the numbers have stabilised since 2010, they're having a hard time increasing again, because the numbers have really shrunk to very the bare minimum, and they're facing a lot of other threats as well. So it's a combination of factors kind of playing on their decline.
Right. So what are some of those other factors?
Well, some of those factors, we've had a fox attack a few years ago, obviously, that had a huge impact on the population. There's a lot of juvenile survival, so we see a lot of those birds washing up on the beaches, juveniles that just learning to fish, and that would definitely be impacted by the drought and the impact on their food sources. We do know there's some predation occurring as well, and also some human interaction at the moment.
Yeah, because there are quite a few people. I mean, it's a big tourist hotspot, so I imagine it's not the most desirable location these days for the species.
No, there is quite a lot of human interaction on the island, and this is something we're monitoring very closely, because we know that even though it might not kill the birds straight away, the accumulated stress can have negative effects on their fitness.
Oh, right. How so?
Well, it's a bit like us human, you know, if you have poor sleep or you constantly stress living with a knife under your pillow because you're in a bad neighbourhood, that alter your health, and you're more likely to have disease, you might lose weight. And so all that accumulates. And so then in the long term, that could create, make them less likely to catch the food or more likely to be predated upon.
And what about the seals? Because I know there's quite a few of the long-nosed fur seals in the region. Does that impact them at all?
Well, it's part of the puzzle. So there's definitely predation that occurs, but unlike people think, it's the main reason. It's just one of the reasons. And what we found in the study is that it's not the main driver for the decline. Mm. It's just part of the natural predation that occurs on the penguin.
So tell us more about the millennium drought impact.
So what really that showed is that during that time, the river outflow from the Murray Mouth to the oceans went to zero for several years. And what we found is that that had a huge impact on the chlorophyll concentration, which is, you know, at the nutrient level. And that would stimulate, when present, obviously, larvae production and fish production. And we found that during the same time as the millennium drought occurred, the little penguin decline, and not just on Granite Island, but also in all the other islands around the area. And a lot of those are extinct now. So we used to have a large population on West Island, which is now not present anymore.
Oh dear. Are there any strong populations in any other spots in SA?
Well, we still have penguins on Kangaroo Island. There's two populations that have low numbers, but seems to be stable as well. Emu Bay is one of those, and King Scott. And we have still a large population on Shoebridge Island. So there's still some population in that small area, but we don't know much what's happening on the other side of the state.
With us at the moment is expert in little penguins, Deanne Colombelli-Negrell from Flinders University. What is significant to you about the species of little penguins?
I found that they have an extraordinary ability to find ways to survive. I mean, when we look at all the threats that they're facing, And when we look at predictions and modelling, they should have been extinct on Granite Island decades ago, and they're still there. So I find that really inspiring, how they managed to battle their way and to still be present. That's really what impressed me about those birds.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there any way that we humans can help protect them?
Well, definitely, if you see a penguins not approaching it, not disturbing it, we always say on the island, like, there's a lot of people that go at night, search for white torches. Please don't do that, because obviously we don't want to add to the stress they're already facing.
Mm. Yeah, and I hear that dogs can be a bit of an issue as well if you're walking around with a pooch.
Yes, definitely. We see a few people walking with dogs, and so that's something that, well, it's actually not allowed on the island, on Granite Island, but it's not a good idea around any seabird colonies, because dog can have a huge impact on those birds.
And what are you calling for from our leaders?
Well, we definitely need to continue to monitor them to make sure that we have a better understanding of what's happening, because little penguins are what we call top predators, so they're species that give us an indication of what could be happening in the rest of the environment. So understanding what happens to them is very important for other species. And obviously, in the case of the correlation between the penguin numbers and the river outflow, there might be other species that might be impacted, so that's something that needs to be considered when there's restriction in place with river management.
Right, so what would an ideal scenario look like to you in terms of what we can control?
Well, with penguins, we can't control too much what happened at sea. You know, we can't control the marine environment, but we can control what happened at night. So we can control to mitigate disturbance at night, and we may be able to control how much water is taken away from rivers so that the flow never goes to zero again. So these would be some kind of measures that might need to be considered for the future.
Sounds like you're doing some very important work, and lovely to have a chat with you today from over in Victor Harbour. Thanks so much for joining me today, Deanne Colombelli-Negrell.
Thank you.